From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Welcome to Q News and a segment from the Darling Downs Radio Club. It's the 7th of September where we are, and only 4 weeks until daylight saving starts. First piece of news, we had our annual general meeting last Monday, easily made quorum, and everything went smoothly. The motion to replace and update the rules was passed without dissent, and we have a full committee with three new members joining the team. The Rogues Gallery is online at the website, and you can check out the new club offices. The meeting also updated our member schedule with two new member classes: family membership for up to two adults and up to two children for only $55, and a new junior member category. If you're under 17, it's only $10 to be a member of the club. The membership system is updated and you can join or renew right now. And thanks to everyone who joined or renewed during the special membership drive last month. As you can see, you did get a bargain. Our September club member meeting is next Monday the 8th at 1900, and Dion VK4DKW will be coming up in person to help us understand what happened with the earthquake on the 16th of August. Why did some people feel it and others didn't? Is the earth about to open up and swallow us all? Where is the world's fastest growing mountain range? And why? And if you can hang around for 10 million years, there's going to be a new world's tallest mountain. Dion will tell you where to point the window so that you can see it from your home. Seismology might sound like a dry subject, but as we've seen, you just never know when Mother Nature will pop up next to show who's boss. Plus, if you're into civil emergency support, Australia has a number of internationally accredited urban search and rescue, USAR, teams who are experts in finding and rescuing people who are trapped in collapsed buildings. The Australian teams mostly deploy overseas during catastrophic events, but it's a relief to know that they're on hand if the big one ever strikes an Australian city. How prepared are you? Dion will have some words of interest about that topic too. So that's next Monday, 8th of September, in the Victory Street Scout Hall and online. Details at the club website, ddrci.org.au. The next public outing for the club is at the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers, and we're actually in the parade on Saturday the 20th of September. That's in just 2 weeks. We're looking for parade participants. Yes, you can walk with us, and a bit of help to pull the float together. It's not complicated and it'll look pretty cool if everything works according to plan. We'll discuss that at the meeting on Monday. If you're available to help, or if you're not coming to the meeting and you can let us know, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au so that we can get back to you. Congrats to our newest Minted Foundation graduate, who was mentioned last week. James O is now waiting for his VK4 to be issued after passing the assessment at the first attempt. The learning process was painless thanks to some very good work by club education team lead Dave VK4JPS. James did private study backed by practical hands-on through a poker activation, and now joins a growing number of newly minted hams that the club has facilitated. If you're an SWL, or if you know someone who wants any form of an upgrade, contact the club, education@ddrci.org.au, and let's see what we can do to help. education@ddrci.org.au. Finally, if you're listening in hospital or you're at home in bed with the lurgy, our wishes for a speedy recovery. Let us know if we can help. Closing with a reminder, the club meeting this Monday, the 8th of September, in the Victory Street Scout Hall, unless there's an earthquake. The website has the Zoom, location and timing details, and that's where we'll publish the plan B if there is an earthquake. On behalf of the team, and until next week, I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. Thanks for listening.
Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here.
Thank you for your support. We at the Redcliffe in Districts Radio Club, VK4RC,
wish to extend our appreciation and gratitude to the amateur radio community for your support of our co-boot sale on Saturday the 30th of August. It was a brilliant success made possible by membership teamwork and the support of the amateur radio community. The proceeds of the car boot sale will go towards the completion of the installation of our 146.925 MHz formerly Wamuran 2-meter repeater hut at the new Ocean View site. Once again, thank you for your support. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week has seen the sun continue a range of electrochemical gyrations, with results both being seen and received on Earth. Sunspot Cycle 25 is certainly maintaining the interest for all those who follow space weather, and for radio amateurs as well. Now that we have officially entered springtime, I would imagine that many people are preparing for the warmer seasons and checking and prepping gear that has been stored during the winter. It's been a strange period, with the southern highlands of Queensland receiving a rare smattering of snow and parts of the interior plagued by flooding. Now that we get to prepare for the annual cyclone season, life is full of action. I'm committed in family matters, so my social calendar is something to look forward to in the future. But for many of us, students and parents and others who enjoy their radio, I have a question. How do you record the events that you wish to enjoy, so they don't slip by until it is a rush to prepare? Being of the old school, so to speak, I use paper records to keep track of appointments and events. The ubiquitous calendar fixed with a big magnet to the fridge door is the main household source of these reminders. For good measure, I use a pocket diary so that details are available when I indulge in sports such as shopping. Not everyone uses a smartphone, and sometimes the old methods provide a level of redundancy that a lost piece of electronics might lose. The reason I ask the question is, I believe that a consistent platform to inform our community would be helpful. There are events on the amateur calendar which go from local to international, and these need integrating with personal events such as sports, other recreations, and medical visits, for instance. Would it be a help if we had a platform to distribute regular detailed updates, and what would it be? Email was the go in the previous years, but the use of social media platforms seems to have replaced a lot of email correspondence, and how many people still regularly log into websites to check things like this? Our broadcast news carries a certain level of events, and the print schedule of the magazine goes against efficient updating. Then, once we have made a choice of method, there comes the necessity of having a coordinator who can extract the information and compile the necessary posts to get out to the members. Assuming that the mechanics could be sorted, there is the reluctance that seems to be inflicted in our communications hobby of getting information from the sources to the distribution point. Ask our news editor how easy it is, and you will understand my point. For what it is worth, do you think we could benefit by a simple system of notification that would allow the best planning for us all? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.